Now time for locker room chat with Centralia boys head basketball coach Nick Evans. After a trio of wins, you guys enter Christmas break with three straight wins as we kind of turn the clock back a little bit to 2023 and reminisce about the NEK homeschool win. 53-42 was the final score back on December the 19th. And coach, that feels like an eternity ago.
Yeah, it was the Christmas break always makes it feel like basketball is always, you know, you got all these breaks in basketball, and that's kind of what makes it feel like it's so long, you know, but that there's no way around it. So, yeah, it feels like long, long time ago.
Absolutely. You guys got some good amount of practices in, though. What are some things that you're really keying in and focusing on trying to improve into the 2024 part of your schedule?
Just shooting the ball. I mean, we're capable of shooting it, but we have the players that can, and the more reps you get at just shooting the ball, the better. And then just, you know, just gelling more on offense. It was actually one of the better holiday practices that I've been around. So I was pleased to see with what I saw.
So, Coach, now you guys take on a Lynn team that this year has had its fair share of struggles. They're, as of right now, 0-2 in the league, but 3-3 on the regular season. What are some things that you know about the Bulldogs and are trying to get ready to take them on Friday?
Oh, they got that number four. I think his last name's Turk. Not a really tall kid, but he plays big, physical, and he's athletic. And he's a guy that you gotta rein him in a little bit and keep him from scoring. And they got athletes everywhere. They got some kids that can jump, and they're probably about 5'10" to 6'1", 6'2", around there across the board. And this league, you can't look past anybody. Anybody can beat anybody at any point. And especially in high school basketball anymore, if shots start falling, sometimes it's just somebody's night. So you got to take everybody seriously, and we will. We respect all of our opponents and just go from there.
Yeah, kind of talking about that, you guys have Lynn coming up on the 5th, and then next Tuesday you guys take on Donovan West, a team that has struggled as well this season, but they are playing better than they were last year. How are you trying to really focus and rein in on the fact that you don't want to overlook your opponents as you get ready for the TVL tournament on that following Saturday?
Our guys, you know, they typically, we don't have an issue with people, our teams overlooking players or teams. We focus more on, instead of that team, it's about us and us getting better, and we need to fix us, you know. We obviously watch tape and scout and do all those things, but if we don't fix ourselves, then it doesn't matter who we're playing. We could be playing Hanover, we could be playing, you know, Lynn, it doesn't matter. So you got to fix your own issues and look at Lynn. You know, we break down defensively what we're going to do against blank, what we're going to do against pick and roll, what we're going to do against back screens. Every team does something else. So our guys know, but then this week we emphasize, like, Lynn, I know they're big back screen team and clear out of side and play one-on-one or a two-man game. So we've drilled that, and we go back to that drill and practice that again. That way you're ready for what this team's going to do, you know, what they want to try to do.
A couple of critical games coming up for you guys before the TVL tournament on the 13th. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, and best of luck coming up here on Friday.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.
That was Centralia boys head basketball coach Nick Evans here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company.